I grew up in the South. I've heard of that, but I've never done it. Fester, have you put the peanuts in the Coke?
I have never put the peanuts in the Coke.
What is the purpose of the peanuts in the Coke, boss? What is it?
I know. I was just doing it because my peers were doing it.
So if they'd all jumped off a bridge?
I would have been right there with them. Maybe that's how I became addicted to salt.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, if y'all had never put peanuts in your sodas, you ain't country.
That's right.
Mm.
Okay. That was good. That flavored the Coke, made it taste better, and Coke tasted good to start with.
Did it? So it changed the flavor of the Coke?
Actually, it did. Yeah, you got the salt taste in with the caramel. Yeah, it was like eating a payday with a soda.
Something Fester's never experienced.
Guess what happened in 1976?
What happened in 1976,
boss? A single song was released.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dose of something. Any idea what it was a dose of?
My baby's love.
Not quite. I'll tell you what. Cue up my machine, and you'll hear A Dose of Rock and Roll by Ringo Starr.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. You broke it.
No, it just, for some reason or another, this thing, it's like me. It doesn't want to get started early.
It's broke. It's not one of Ringo's best.
That's maybe probably why the computer's
The computer's like, no, do I really have to play this one?
Oh, but I played worse today. It's probably thinking, come on.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Any more dumb blonde jokes? Are we getting more of those in this
morning? While he's doing that one, there is one here. Question here. You know, Jenny, we were talking earlier about you're the type of person that if you're riding with someone that will pump the brakes and grab the dash.
I grab the holy shit bar. Yeah, that's me. Yeah,
you know, you go, well, do you know why blondes are gasping for air?
Cleaning her ears.
Collecting her thoughts.
Oh.
Okay.
I was somewhere in there, so not quite, but yeah.
Yeah. Boss, you figure out what you broke yet?
Well, there's nothing wrong with me, but let's try it. Let's try it one more time. Nope. It's not going to cooperate.
Oh, let's find something fun.
And here we was going to have a perfect ending to a perfect show. And no, we got it.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. Something's broke.
Yep.
Sir, oh, my God, that's horrible.
Stop it now.
I'm trying.
I know it's you, Fester. Knock it off.
I have not sabotaged his machine.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Boss Hog Radio, where we are made up of amateurs, has-beens, wannabes, never-will-bes, and one professional. And we leave it up to you to decide who that professional is. Sal is over there mistakenly raising his hand, waving. Yeah. I said professional, Sal.
Yeah, if you're the one, we're in deep duty.
Oh.
Alrighty. No, I wish the one professional would show up and straighten this mess out.
See, I'm not even smart enough to be a wannabe. I'm a carelesser.
There you go.
Yeah, we know that one. Mm-hmm.
You guys will be quiet for a minute, one of us is going to have something intelligent to say. Listen to the silence. That was it.
Smartest thing you heard on the show all morning.
We'll see you all on Monday.
This is the Boss Hog Radio Network, 1330 AM WWAV, Lakeland, Plant City.